It's Morning Edition on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Victor Agreta. Wondering why this afternoon's solar eclipse is such a big deal? Well, it's been a while. The last time the shadow of a total solar eclipse touched the American mainland, Jimmy Carter was in the White House and Rod Stewart topped the Billboard chart. As we look ahead to today's big event, our resident media history geek Brandon Hollingsworth shows us how the 1979 eclipse made the news.
If it sounds like the last total solar eclipse was ancient history, I guess in terms of pop culture and politics, it was. 38 years have passed since the shadow of the moon turned day to night across parts of the Pacific Northwest and central Canada. The eclipse of February 26, 1979 was a big deal.
This is an ABC News special. Live coverage of the solar eclipse.
All three broadcast networks sent reporters into the field and trained their cameras skyward. ABC's coverage was hosted by veteran anchor Frank Reynolds.
Good morning. This is indeed a special events broadcast of a genuine special event. The last total eclipse of the sun over the continent this century.
Across the border in Canada, CBC anchor Bill Guest, bundled up against the February chill, had to put up with interruptions from his, let's call him a co-host.
Hello, I'm Bill Guest, and this is Solar Magic, that rare day when the sun, the moon, and the earth come into perfect alignment and provide one of the great natural shows on Earth, a total solar eclipse.
Yes, that was a rooster, a gimmick dreamed up by someone who wanted to see if the bird would be fooled into crowing by the disappearance and reappearance of the sun. As the moon's shadow raced across the continent at close to 2,000 miles per hour, hard-nosed journalistic demeanor gave way to wonder. ABC anchor Frank Reynolds and reporter Ron Miller, stationed in Montana, couldn't contain their excitement when they got a good look at the ring of light glowing around the obscured sun.
Frank, listen, this is... Go ahead, Ron.
Frank, this is absolutely amazing.
There it is.
There you can see it. The roar of the crowd has just gone up. This is just the most exciting thing I think I've ever participated in.
This is the best picture we've had yet. This is the best.
NPR was around in 1979, and the February 26th edition of All Things Considered kicked off with a first-person account filed by reporter Rich Dietman in North Dakota.
The sun is completely covered by the moon, and there's a bright, bright ring all the way around it that fades out as it gets farther away. It's just beautiful.
Soon the sunlight returned and daily life resumed. Before signing off, the newscasters of 1979 looked to the future. Listeners and viewers were asked to save the date for the next big show.
The next total eclipse on this continent can be seen in the year 2017.
And the next is scheduled to occur in 2017, 38 years from now.
From Canada or the United States until the year 2017.
ABC anchor Frank Reynolds had a more poignant thought to share as he closed out the network's special coverage.
So that's it, the last solar eclipse to be seen on this continent in this century. And as I said, not until August 21st, 2017, will another eclipse be visible from North America. That's 38 years from now. May the shadow of the moon fall on a world at peace.
We won't have to wait as long for the next total solar eclipse. It passes over the Midwest about 7 years from now. And it's kind of an interesting parlor game to think what news coverage might look like the next time a solar eclipse shadow passes through the southeast. That will be in the year 2045. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth, WUOT News.